Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now, the head coach of the Iona Gaels as they get ready to go to Pittsburgh and play really a layup as they go to play the second-seeded Duke Blue Devils. And that's Tim Clues. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
Well, doing all right.
Congratulations.
Yep.
Another tournament appearance.
Thank you.
When you guys get, you know, you're watching the television show, you're all excited, you know you're going to the tournament, so you don't have to worry about getting in or not. As you're waiting to find out where you're going and who you're facing, what was that first reaction you had when you see 15 seed Duke, Pittsburgh, PA? What was that a first reaction you had?
Actually, everybody jumped up with excitement and was really, really thrilled about the opportunity. Mm.
How about let's talk about playing Duke, because you know, Coach, you go into this game. First of all, you're a 15, not a 16. So we have seen 15s knock off twos in the past. So it's not unprecedented that you could do something like that. But I gotta believe you go into a game like this. I mean, the pressure's on them. I mean, obviously. I mean, you know, you don't want to lose to a 15. You guys go in there and you're shocking the world. I mean, how about it from that aspect?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. You have absolutely nothing to lose. We're really thrilled we're made the tournament. We're a part of it again. We know we're playing against one of the top teams in the country with a storied program and a Hall of Fame coach. So we just want to give it our best shot and play as hard as we possibly can. They're the ones who are supposed to win. We just want to compete.
What did you learn, or what did the kids learn from last year's experience, getting to compete against Oregon and getting that experience of playing in an NCAA tournament game?
I think besides just the feeling of the electricity in the air and what it's all about, I think about each possession meaning so much. Like, we played a really good game outside of 4 minutes, but in that four-minute stretch against teams of this level, they can outscore you by 20 points in 4 minutes like that. So if you let up for a moment in these games, you can be looking back and say, wow, lights out. At our level, in fairness, you can do a couple things wrong here and there and make a mistake, and it's not always capitalized on. At this level, it is.
Coach, give us a little feel for people that have not seen Iona this year. Give us a little feel on your team going into this game.
Kind of just a scrappy blue-collar team that likes to get up and down the floor. When we're playing well, we're shooting it and sharing it well, and defensively we'll run some pressure at you, run some zone, some man-to-man, just mix things up a lot and play with a lot of passion and energy.
Does the size of Duke, Marvin Bagley III, who we've seen a lot of, he's a big kid, Wendell Carter, does the size pose a big challenge in this game, taking on
a
team like that?
We don't go against teams this big normally. Like, we played Syracuse early in the year, who had some size similar, but not the offensive ability of these guys, so that is definitely a fact that we don't have that many big guys on our roster, and they can just keep going one after the other, and theirs are about to be pros after this season ends. So that is definitely going to be a challenge, and we have to fight like crazy to try and not let them get second shots on every miss.
And, I would think, Coach, especially when you look at talking about the size advantage that Duke has, you're going to have to hit threes in this game. I mean,
we're going to have one of those nights.
Yeah,
we're going to have a special night shooting the ball, and a lot of other things have to break the right way, but that's why you play the games.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what's kind of cool, though, is that America, for the most part, doesn't want to see Duke win. They're probably the most hated school. You know, the sports hate that we have. And so if you guys get off to a halfway decent start, you know the people in that building that aren't the Duke fans, the Duke alum, they're going to become the biggest Iona fans ever.
That's
they're going to be totally on your guys' back.
You're right. You're right. So we're hoping we can get off to a good start and get those people on our side. And you never know. Like, obviously, Duke is a phenomenal team, but they're 16-2 at home and a 9-5 on road or neutral site. So they haven't always played their best games when they're not away from home. And we got to hope that that crowd likes us a lot and the stars are aligned correctly and we play our tails off.
Talking to Tim Clues, the head coach of Iona, as they get ready to go to Pittsburgh to play the Duke Blue Devils in the first round of the NCAA tournament. I don't know if a lot of people realize this, Coach, and I'm an old man, so I do. Iona has had a great history in college basketball. I mean, going back to when Jimmy Valvano was coaching there, Mark Ruland was there. You know, that was a pretty darn good team. That's going back 100 years. It shows how
reliant.
You know, but I don't think people quite understand. You've been to the tournament 3 years in a row. This is a outstanding. I know it's you guys are mid-major, but it is an outstanding college basketball program at Iona.
Yeah, we've been really fortunate. In all fairness, we've been to the tournament, I think, 5 of the last 7 years. The other 2 years were in the NIT, and you know, we've got a really good thing going. But it is the history of this program. It all started with back in Coach Valvano's days and the predecessors after that, and we're fortunate to be able to be a part of that.
Talking to Tim Kloos, head coach of Iona, they get set for Duke. You mentioned earlier you were excited. The kids were excited to see who they were facing and that, you know, to see your name up there on the selection show. Was there any part of you disappointed about the seed because of where you guys were the last couple of years?
No, in fairness, we have like 7 new guys this year, and we didn't have a strong year at all. I think we had a lot of ups and downs, but we were fortunate enough to kind of put it together for the last 3 games. So this probably talent-wise is not on the level of some of the teams we've had in the past, but boy, do our guys have a lot of fight in their hearts. So we knew we were going to probably be a 16 or a 15, and that we had a monster challenge ahead of us, and we're looking forward to it.
You know, Coach, I know it worked out for you this year. You said you maybe didn't have the greatest regular season. You've done better teams in the past. But you put it together for the tournament. You won the tournament. You get the automatic bid. Do you love that? I mean, so many times when I look at some of these schools, in the mid-major schools, I mean, here they are. They're clearly the best team all year in a regular season. You know, maybe they go undefeated in the league. Now they get into the tournament. They have a bad night. They get knocked out, and they're done. They're out.
Yeah.
I mean, do you like that? I mean, what's your thoughts on that?
Do I like it? I've been in both positions. We've been where we won the regular season and didn't make the tournament, and where we haven't won the regular season and made the tournament. I would like to see everybody's record at the high majors. How many of them would have been in the tournament how many times if they had to win their tournament? Because I think that's the difference, is the pressure that's on the players.
Right.
You're playing like NCAA games every round, because if you lose, you go home.
Right.
So it's pretty cool. It's getting you ready for it, right? But it is different. In a team like this year, Ryder had a special year in our league. And unfortunately for them, they lost in the first round and opened the doors for, you know, ourselves and other teams to continue to move on. But you know that going in, you know what your league is part of, and you have to get yourself ready. And hopefully you're healthy, you're lucky, and your kids are playing the best that they played all year at that time.
Yeah, you're right about that. It's got to help you for the NCAA tournament, because
sure,
a lot of these, like, it didn't matter what Duke did in the ACC tournament.
Right.
It didn't matter.
Right.
They were getting in.
Right.
So
right,
you guys are playing with that kind of heat, knowing, hey, we better win these games or we're not going to be in the dance. So it definitely has to help playing under that same pressure.
Well, I think it makes the adjustment to this game a little easier. Now, talent-wise, it's a whole different story about what you're playing with and the kind of weapons you're bringing to the table. But it definitely helps that we had to play like that 3 games in a row.
Does it help you at all, Coach, that you're not, you know, you're going to Pittsburgh, so it's not a crazy travel from New York to Pittsburgh as opposed to maybe going out to the West Coast or something?
Yeah, I actually think it's great this year, because a lot of fans who have not been able to make it in the past can drive there.
Right.
So I think I think we'll have a better fan base, and people are excited about that. I think it's the first time for Iona that it's drivable.
Oh, yeah. And understand this, we're all rooting for you. We'd
absolutely
love to see a knockoff.
2:45, and in perfect time, 2:45 the game, right?
Yeah.
On Thursday?
Yeah, it is a good time.
It's a great time. Well, best of luck. Congratulations on the achievement of getting to the NCAA tournament, and go shock the world.
Yeah, go shock the world, Coach. Why not?
That's exactly right. Why not? Thank you guys very much. I appreciate your time.
Appreciate it, Coach. Thank you.
Coach Tim Kloos of Iona, they're in the tournament for the 3rd straight year. They got the 15 seed, and they take on Duke.
You actually got back to back Thursday afternoon, and
yes,
you know, I got Tiger going too, so I got a lot of things Thursday afternoon. Thursday afternoon, here it is.
Yep.
2:45 is the Iona game.
Yep.
Right after that is Seton Hall.
I know.
At 4:30. You got that back to back, and you got Tiger in the first round. It's the first round, so I don't have to be that closely paying attention to it a little bit. But that's pretty good. You get the two local teams playing early in the afternoon and back-to-back.
You remember the Gonzaga game? It started at 11 o'clock at night.
I know.
Oh, my God.
When I saw that, I'm like, oh, this is tremendous.
Yeah, it really is. No, that is definitely cool that we get that, because time-wise, that's certainly a lot better.
Oh, God.
You know what the spread is in the Iona-Duke game?
I haven't looked at that spread. I'm going to say 18.
19.5, and it's bigger than I think the Kansas-Penn game. Now, I haven't watched a lot of the Quakers of Penn.
I actually watched a lot of the championship game against Harvard the other day. It was a noon start. It was like kind of before the golf started. So I watched a lot of that game. And, you know, I mean, I'd love to see Penn win that game, to be very honest.
I'm not saying they're going to beat them, but it's one of the lowest 116
really?
Spreads
What's
we've
had. What's the number
had? There? 14.
Yeah.
And
that's terrible.
I think it's one of the few times. I mean, all you've got to do is look at some of the other matchups. Like, for example, Gonzaga as a 4 is taking on UNC Greensboro, and they're favored by 12.5,
right,
which is almost the same.
Right.
Duke is favored by 19.5.
Right.
Tennessee
right.
as against Wright State as a 3 is 13, very similar number.
Okay.
So at least for a one, I'm not saying there's going to be an upset,
no,
but for a 116 for something we've never seen happen It's actually not that big of a number.
And I think Seton Hall's a 2-point favorite over NC State.
They are a 2.5-point favorite.
Is that what it is? It's 2.5?
Yeah, and the 8-9. They better win.
No, they better. That's a must-win game for that program.
Oh, yeah.
Because you may not see that again for a long time.
No question. And I think
they have to win that game.
You'll look back at this run, this three-year run, and say, oh, great, they made the tournament 3 years in a row. How'd they do?
Yeah.
They got, and I agree, they got hosed three years ago. I don't really think they got hosed this year. I don't think they're that much better than an 8-9 seed. Go win the damn game.
I just don't love that they got to go play Kansas in Kansas. But, I mean, look, win this game and then worry about it.
Sure.
Yeah.
I just think that 2 years ago was the bigger hose.
Yeah.
They won the Big East tournament.
No, that was a big hosing.
Yeah, maybe I'm just so used to that this one doesn't look as bad.
But it is good because Thursday you got back-to-back Iona, Duke, Seton Hall, North Carolina State.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's much better than afternoon. Much better than an 11 o'clock start.
No question.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.